Welcome, Chambra. We're here at the Chambra Pavilion in Kona, and we're here for the Shoud for the first alt
first
segment.
In the alt series, yeah, absolutely. And welcome, everybody. Welcome from all around the world. And I was kind of captivated watching that intro with the majestic land music and the beautiful autumn scenery. I mean, and I do love autumn. I love the fall.
You like it better than I do.
It's so beautiful. It's like you know, the big changes, seasons and the colors, and it's beautiful. In Colorado, we have all the aspen trees are turning colors. But I was watching it going, huh, that's funny. We're here in Kona with there is no autumn.
There is no autumn.
Or winter or spring or anything else.
Well, it's a joke when they talk about flowers that are annuals. It's like, what's an annual?
What's an annual
here?
Anymore?
Yeah.
But yes, we're here at Villa Amyo in Kona, Hawaii, enjoying the beautiful weather, the lush surroundings. We got here not too long ago, a couple weeks ago.
Almost exactly.
And it was just driving up the driveway here and the foliage and just everything was so beautiful.
And in addition to that, I saw stunning, stunning pictures of the aspens in Colorado that Dave Schemmel was posting.
Oh, I haven't seen those. So
yeah, it's at its full peak right now.
Yeah, and then pretty soon, snow. Yep. All right. We're not going to have that here in Kona.
No.
Anyway, wonderful, warm welcome to each and every one of you. It's been a couple months since we've done a Shoud.
Right.
We always take September off.
Right.
Because we're usually planning for a big event like the recent Dream of the Merlin. So it's been a couple of months.
Jeff, that big Dream of the Merlin was beyond words. Have you really fully recovered from that? I don't know.
Pretty much so. I'm just getting there. I feel I'm at the end of recovery road. It was huge.
I don't know how you did it. I really don't.
Well, we pre-recorded some of it, so that helped out.
But still.
It was still the impact of it.
Oh, my gosh.
It did take me a couple weeks, literally. Unfortunately, we didn't have any Shouds or anything. We had a Kihak session, but other than that, I didn't have to do any channeling. I love channeling, but I needed a break after that.
That was huge.
It was nice having that break, nice being here.
And anyone I've talked to, all Chambra, myself, we're very, very grateful to you for being willing to put yourself into all that.
No,
I
love doing it. As I put in my article, you know, I mean, it kind of wore me out. It threw me upside down. And I'm not complaining. I'm really not complaining. Just asking for a little sympathy once in a while or whatever I can get out of it. Milk that thing for all it's worth.
We all love you.
Anyway, it's been a couple months. You may or may not remember our last Shout we did together, and it was the last of the Art of Benching series. We're going to take a quick look right now to remind us of what we did 2 months ago back in Colorado. Let's take
a
look.
Here we go.
Look at the world right now. Feel into this, that humanity is feeling more unsafe than ever before. Safety is often contained in the human realms in the family nucleus. That's falling apart right now. Safety is felt when you have a good, reliable government system. Safety is often found in the consolation of churches and religions. That's falling apart. So the basic fundamental safety nets just aren't there. And what do people start doing? They say, well, I have to become more self-reliant, maybe grow my own foods, maybe own more guns, maybe barricade the yard so nobody can get in, and pretty soon you have proliferation of security cameras and weapons and people stockpiling. That adds to this anxiety factor that's out there, and it's huge, and it's not yours. Last Shoud, we talked about the master's rights. And so many of you wrote in, gave your suggestions and ideas. Most of them were really, really good. So I did a lot of wordsmithing on these and came up with this pretty much in order of importance to Chambra. What were the top items on this? So we're going to go through those now and talk about them. The rights of a master.
I am safe always with my natural protection.
Can you feel that and truly embody that? I have that right to be safe. That is going to be so crucial in going forward. Okay, next one on the list.
I am an open expression without need to explain or limit.
You have the right to be who you are. And that's light shining. Next on the list.
I am free without karma, guilt, or shame.
What would it be like on a typical day if you had no guilt, shame, or karma? Whoa! That is freedom.
I am beauty and sensuality.
It's time to be the beauty within yourself and in everything around you. Once you start letting the natural beauty of everything come through and let yourself perceive it, you can't be depressed and you cannot be bored.
I am that I am. Not mass consciousness, nor my ancestors, past lives, angelic families, or projections of others.
You are a free being. I am that I am. Not what my family is. Not what my past lives were. Not that my biological family is. Not that mass consciousness. Not the projections that other people put upon me. I am that I am. I'll decide who I am.
I am aware of my soul senses as well as my human senses.
You got your human senses, great, but let's integrate some of these others to make life experience for the remaining time you have here on the planet that much more special.
I am joy in every cell in my body and thought in my mind.
It's time, though, to say, let's be in joy with every atom, every cell in the body. Let's be in joy in the thoughts in the mind.
I am relaxed at long last.
You have a right to be relaxed at long last. Why? Let's go back to the first one, because you are safe. When you're safe, you can relax.
I am in physical harmony with my physical and light body.
Physical harmony. Accept that right. Once you accept that right, it does start changing.
I am beyond death, as the human condition once knew it.
You're beyond death. And that's so important in understanding, particularly all of you who wrote in and said, I don't want to die in an undignified way. Amen. You're right. You don't have to.
I own my secret garden in the deep sanctuary of my soul.
I have a right to this private place where I can go and rejuvenate myself anytime I want. That is your right. And everybody has it.
I am a master, and I define that reality.
You bet. As the master, you define your reality. Nobody else does. You're aware of other realities all around, but you say, I am the master. I define the reality. The minute you accept your right as a master, your energy, your reality, then the magic occurs. Let's take a couple good deep breaths, though, as we go into the Marab, and I'm going to start it as a story. This story is a very true story. It's about a Shambra, a true master, a true master. She was like so many of you. Came to the planet quite a while ago. And early in life, wondered why she had come to the biological family that she'd come to. She loved to travel. She could not stay in one place at one time for anything. She found herself driving around. Her car was probably the most important thing to her of anything, whatever car she happened to have, her car, because that was her freedom. She found Crimson Circle, and she knew she was home. These were her people. the ones that mattered more to her in life than anybody else, any other she'd ever met. She was home. 2020. She became realized. She realized she was realized. She spent that night actually at a campground, building a campfire, nobody else around, just gazing into the fire, realizing what it really means to be realized. It's so subtle and so beautiful. And about a year ago, she said, "You know, I'm leaving. I'm going, but I'm going to do it my way." She spent the better part of the last year driving around, visiting friends, visiting places that she loved dearly, closing things up, wrapping things up. No drama, none whatsoever. No anger. No, she'd long let go of all that. No sadness. And then one day she went out to the campground by herself. One day recently went to the campground by herself. Sat and just looked at the water. Petted her car. Talked to her car. Thought about her lifetime and about her realization. And then just started walking towards the water. By the time she got up to her waist, she was already gone. And we're talking about the one that many of you know, Patty Severance. And she's a true master because she followed her heart and what she wanted to do. But here you are, still on the planet. It brings up a big question. Why? You don't have to be here. But she wants to make it very, very clear. You to make it clear within yourself. Do you choose to stay? And therefore, do you choose to have your energy serve you? Or do you want to leave? There's no in between. Her words, not mine. It's such a wonderful time. Such a changing time that we have right now. If you're going to stay, claim your rights.
Well, that was quite the close to the benching series.
Yeah, it was. I'd actually forgotten all about that.
I did too.
I remembered the Master's Rites, which, right. By the way, right. You can download the, I believe it's a PDF, on the Crimson Circle website in the store. But I'd forgotten about the ending, the right. Marab with Patty, and kind of caught me by surprise sitting here.
She was a very dear Schomburg.
Yeah, she really was.
Many of us knew her.
Still hanging around. I'm sure she'll be at a lot of the shouds and workshops and things like that, so... Anyway, let's take a look at recent events. The most recent was the Dream of the Merlin just 3 weeks ago.
Yes, yeah. It was on the 10th and 11th of September.
Yep.
And it was over the top. I believe that, and everyone I talk to says that. Jeff, those channels, each one so strong with so much energy in its own right, and I am still trying to just...
grasp all of them. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Well, and it was interesting that while I was channeling, you know, as the event was going along, I was trying to figure out, how is this all going to fit together? I mean, you got Sam over here leaving, and you got, who was after Sam? Oh, Kathumi giving 12 steps for Kathumi's 12-step program. Get it? Step.
Because
he likes walking.
Yeah, yeah.
Kathumi's 12-step program. And I got him to laugh at that one, by the way. I heard it. But just one after the other. But by the time we got to the end, St. Germain tied it all together. The Dream of the Merlin is still available for streaming online. We did it live three weeks ago, but it is available for streaming. And you get your big hitters in there.
It was big. It was deep. And by the way, the Kathumi 12 steps was... really nice and succinct about,
yeah.
You know, how to support this journey for those when you choose to stay. And I thought it was really helpful. And he wasn't goofy. He was very, Very present.
Yeah, he started out basically by throwing out a challenge, the Chamber challenge, for anybody to stay longer than he stayed.
Right.
Apparently he has the longevity award at the Ascended Masters Club, staying on the planet longer than any of the rest of them, but he's challenging Chamber now to stay. Yeah, that was great, and of course we had Adamus opening it up.
Right.
We had Sam. You know, interesting reactions to Sam's message. And a lot of people were upset. A lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people found it very tearful, very, very tearful. It was such a beautiful and sad story.
It was both, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, we actually filmed that in advance, which I'm glad because it was so tough. You know, going through that, and he has such an innocence. You know, when I'm channeling anyway, I feel the innocence and his whole story about how COVID kind of threw a lot of things into disarray, and his love of his life and everything else, and the ending, basically that he's leaving, not because he's upset or that, because he did what he came here to do.
And it was hard to hear, you know, because he didn't, he'd gone through things, but he was very successful. He had, you know, things were going well.
Yeah.
It just wasn't what I expected. And it was okay, but it wasn't what I expected. But the wow came with the closing by Saint.
Yeah, but before we get to the closing, Tesla, I was particularly, I don't know what you call it, excited, but also anxious about that one, because I had never channeled Tesla before.
Right.
And, you know, when I've channeled things like FM, of course, I knew him in person, so it makes the channeling a little easier. Mark Twain, apparently, I'd had knew him in a past lifetime, so it made it easier. But here's Tesla, really not a spiritual kind of guy. And apparently, Adamus had to beg him to show up, so there was probably some reluctance on his part. But once he came through and I established kind of that groove, that connection with him, it was wonderful. It was he told a story about his life, kind of the history and the news information behind it. To me, it kind of hit a highlight when he talked about his relationship with that bank guy, J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan. And but some great information. I love channeling it, but it affected me for a long time afterwards. I kept getting electrical shocks from everything. I just go to even grab my coffee cup and I get a shock, and it's fortunately that's gone away now. Mostly.
I thought No, it wasn't spiritual in terms of an old-fashioned spiritual. It was a very new spirit. It was very new energy talk is what it was.
Well, and he talks a lot about new energy.
Right.
And that he really, in theory, I think, I don't know in practice, but he came up with a theoretical new, free energy.
Right.
And Morgan wouldn't finance it. And you'll have to watch it to figure out why. But
then all that information linked into the Merlin.
Yeah, and then the Merlin. I love that. Again, I'm used to channeling Merlin, kind of, but this one was so clear. So clear.
Yeah.
You know, and he did the two doors, and it makes so much sense. And I've been doing it ever since, and my dreams have intensified, yet I feel like I'm bringing back the bouquet with me, you know, at the end of the dream stay. And then I was pretty exhausted. We come to the last day, the last channel. I'm like, okay, hopefully, you know, this will be relatively short, a nice sweet wrap-up, you know, kind of a nice nurturing.
Surprise!
Surprise. Saint Germain came in with, it was a whopping message. I mean, whopping. We're going to take a look right now, a quick recap of the channels from Dream of the Merlin. And remember, it is available for streaming online. 90 days access to the files.
Incredible material. It's so deep.
Let's take a look. came into this lifetime, perhaps the most important thing was your own coming to mastery, followed then by your simply shining light to the planet. You had to have the mastery first, and then you're able to shine the light, a clear light. So you came into this lifetime. And now I'm saying to you here on September 10th, 2022, this is the life that you chose from here forward. You don't have to create that life. It's already there. You don't have to make it up in your mind. You don't have to write a list. You don't have to diagram it. That life is already here, and it's in the potentials and in your energy. It's only up to you to let it come in, to let it manifest. That's it. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to do any exercises or disciplines or anything like that, no mantras, no prayers, nothing. It's simply saying, this is the life I chose. It's why you're here. It's why you're here on the planet. It's the only reason you're still alive right now. Commune with your soul. Sing with it. Eat with it. Be with it in every moment of your life. No more separation. That's how you get by. That's how you get through some of the darkest moments on the planet. That's how you get through the difficulties in your own life, losing a loved one, a dearly loved one. That's how you get by. There's no psychology that will ever match your soul. There's no healing from anyone else that will ever match it. Be with your soul from this moment on. Beat my record. I had 20 years after my realization. Stay here. Let energy serve you. Let yourself have a very, very good life. But stay here on the planet. You know how I said when the alarm bell goes off at the Ascended Masters Club, when a human, particularly a Shambra, calls out, says, I need some help, and we come running. Oh, we drop whatever we're doing, and we come running. Right now, the alarm bell is going off on the planet, louder than ever. Nothing to be fearful about, but they need help. And now it's time for you to respond. Now it's time for you to be here as the light on the planet. We've got a passion. We're going to be shining our light out to the world. We're going to be enjoying life, our life, your life here on the planet. We're not going to try to change the world through force or insisting on that it heals, but we're going to be shining a light that offers that potential. And there's no room in it for those who insist on lack of self-worth, who insist on poor health, who insist on poverty, who insist on all the complaining and the whining. There's no room for it. So, this is the life that you chose, to be here right now. I just want to be very clear with you about the luxuries you no longer have. You have all sorts of rights as a master, but sorry, those other things you've been indulging in, you don't have a right to them anymore. It is inevitable that there will be free energy on the planet. It will take a while to come into everyday life. But the importance here for you is to understand that you're here on the planet with a passion, as I had a passion in my lifetime, now to be the first to bring it into your life. It doesn't need to be through any apparatuses or machines. It doesn't need to have any particular characteristics other than you allowing your free energy. That's why you're here. That's why you came in with others right now, to allow this time of free energy. Whether or not the planet truly is ready, it is up to the planet. But you have a huge impact by bringing it into your life. Also, understand that reality is something that the mind pieces together and creates a picture, but there's so much more going on. As you go beyond the limitations of the mind in your everyday life, you begin to understand that you are constantly alternating between this supposed reality and the other realms, constantly going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, so fast that the mind doesn't even have time to comprehend or piece it together. That's why in the work you're doing with Saint Germain, you're going to be going beyond the mind. In the other realms are all the answers. You don't have to work at creating the answers. You don't have to design them there. They're already pre-designed, already at your disposal with the appropriate consciousness and understanding. The true goal in this is to bring it here, into this realm, into this portion of the alternating currents of life. And as I've asked numerous times here, who can bring it in? So much has been happening out here. Oh, there's no battles or conflicts out here. There's no unresolved problems. There's no issues. And this is the purity of your soul. But it's all happened before. It's deja vu. It's all been done out here. And now, as the Merlins, with your wisdom, you realize now that you can come out here anytime. You realize you have been coming here in your dream state, but now you retain the conscious awareness. Let yourself feel into this deja vu. I have seen this before. Deja vu, the real meaning is, I have made this before. I have created this before. Here, in your dream worlds, which is simply the potentials of your soul out here, all things, all magic, all possibilities are real. You've already created them. Now comes the time of Heaven's Cross. The work you've done, what you've heard the last few days in the discussions about the other realms. You're the first to begin opening these realms. And then it will come to other humans who are ready, who say the very thing that you said in the past, no more, I'm ready, whatever it is. Heaven's Cross will make the other realms more accessible to the humans who are ready, and to those who aren't, they simply won't notice it, or they'll simply laugh about it. It will make this next wave that's coming in, that we've talked about for a long time, it will make the journey for them so much easier, the access into their own soul, the access into the non-mental, going beyond the planet, bridging them together.
Well, I hope you could feel the incredible information that was offered there. It was so deep, and you could just feel into it so much to support us on the journey and the challenges. Unbelievable.
So what was your favorite channel?
Oh, that's hard. They all were.
Mm.
Yeah.
I really liked the Tesla just because it was so different than what I'm used to, and I got through with it, and afterwards it's like, that was great.
Different perspective.
Yeah. But you know, we do surveys of all the events, as you know, and it really helps us understand everything. Are we doing a good job on technical or customer service or content? But according to the surveys...
I remembered. It's the last one. That's the one that I could never, ever get over. I still can't get over. I got to listen to it again.
Again, yeah. So according to the surveys, they were all really close. I mean, there wasn't a big difference. But the most favorite was Saint Germain at the end. Second most favorite was Merlin. Third most was Tesla. And then the followed by Kathumi, and the least was Sam. But they were all really, really close. But it was almost, if you look at it, was in exact order of which they happened. You know, so with every channel, it built up a little bit more in terms of the results. But overall, we want to show you this. Overall, the surveys, when we asked people to share their overall experience, how the Dream of the Merlin affected them, I think it was 71% said life-changing, and about another 27% said good positive experience. There were a couple people said okay. One person said it wasn't. It was not a very good experience. So
they couldn't handle the intensity of it because I had been with you channeling for all these years, and nothing grabbed me quite like this event did.
Yeah. So to the one person, we're really sorry, but to the other 2,000 or whatever. Glad you enjoyed it. It was quite an event, and I'm already looking forward to next year.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, Adamus, who are you going to bring in this
time?
Yeah, challenge me. No, I'm just kidding. And remember, you can go back. If you already subscribed, remember you have 90 days access. And then if you haven't, if you're interested, it's available for streaming through the Crimson Circle store. You have 90 days access to the videos and the text.
And that's a really fair amount of time to let that stuff soak in and then decide you want to go back for more.
Yeah, I think it was really the biggest collection of channels that we've done
ever.
In a long time.
Ever.
And because we didn't do any other activity other than yours and my talk, that got low ratings.
Oh, well.
No, it turned out okay. No, they want the channels, you know. Anyway, it's available. Let's talk about upcoming events. Boy, we've got some
There's
stuff coming up. And the big news is that the Rude Awakening film premiere is October 15th. That's in 2 weeks.
It's happening.
From today.
Happening.
From right here. It's happening. We are so excited about it. We're calling it the Crimson Carpet instead of red carpet, you know? Crimson Carpet online launch. So this is for Chambra only. Nobody else can tune into it. It's just for Chambra. It's not called a premiere because of the way when you roll out a movie, there are certain protocols and etiquettes that you have to follow. So we're just calling this kind of a, you know what it really is, if it all comes down to it, it is time for all of us as Chambra to gather together to put our final energies into this film. We've already done it in so many ways, but now we bring it all together for this beautiful launch, which occurs 2 weeks from now. If you subscribe, the package includes kind of behind-the-scenes materials. We're going to be doing an interview with Jonathan Cray, probably several interviews. He's going to be in Amsterdam. We're here in Kona. Adamus is going to wrap it all up at the end with a special channel.
Ooh, Adamus blessing.
Adamus blessing. And you get a downloadable certificate saying that you were the first to watch it. So more than anything, really what you're doing is you're supporting the film. Yeah, basically, you get all the benefits of watching the film, but it's really helping to support it.
Continuing to, you know, your energy. Your energy makes a difference.
You get 3 days access to the film. So we're going to show the film live, and then you have 3 days to go back and watch it again.
That's it.
It has to be limited for a variety of reasons. You'll have 90 days to access all of the other materials, the bonus materials and the interviews and Linda and I chatting it up and things like that. So there'll be 3 sessions online. It starts at 11 a.m. No, it starts at noon. I better get this straight because nobody knew the other day. It starts at noon Colorado time next Saturday. So it'll be 8 o'clock in the morning here. We're going to be so wide awake. You wouldn't be able to believe it. And this is a one time only. Don't think that, okay, well, I'll go back in a couple months. You can't. You can't go back and sign up for it later. This is a one-time deal. The film is 2 hours and 6 minutes long. It is amazing. We actually have, you know, the film is two things, very cleverly, creatively woven together. There's a storyline. Right. Jonathan Cray, the creator of the film, is the lead character going through his awakening, and it's a funny, clever, very, very creative storyline that's woven into a bunch of interviews with right. actual Shambra all around the world. The team flew to Japan and Australia and the U.S. and all over the place getting these interviews, and that's also a big part of it. So it's the storyline and then real life. We're going to take a look right now at a few of the interviews that were done.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
When we born, there was nothing, no lit, nothing that we could use to kind of study these kind of things. Now, half of the movies, most of the books, all the computer games, everything is somehow making it more easy to understand this. Nobody believes anymore that we live in the material reality and we have one lifetime and this is all about getting a lot of money in a big boat. Everybody knows that there's something off. Everybody wants to kind of, there is a curiosity about these things. So it's now in our culture that everybody is excited about what it means to be a human. So then it's fast because you don't have to be different to become conscious.
What happens next? You start exploring. I mean, it depends on your circumstance, your life, your level of curiosity, your time that you want to devote to it. Maybe you find like-minded people. Maybe you read a lot of books. That's what I did. I did a lot of exploring.
I had a cousin who was also a dear friend and started talking spirituality. Hey, you should read this. Yeah, not a problem. I'll read anything if it's going to help me. If it's going to help me make sense of this, if it's going to help me find that love and that joy that you know, I'm aching for. And along the way, you find the teachers and the guides, the energies that finally started to give me answers.
Whatever is next for you, you just, it kind of comes to you. You run across it, and in the beginning, it's so exciting. It's like, wow, there is more to life than I knew.
When the journey started, I didn't know that I'm a journey. I just had a huge burnout, and then my old journey ended. But then, after some time, not being able to do anything, then I kind of find out that I'm not the only one who had this big shift happening. Like, you can't. Your old life just dismantles itself. So then I kind of found out that there is this awakening or something, and it was exciting because I thought that now I have a new hobby. Now I'm finally going to, like, I have a new passion. And of course, in the beginning, you overdo it.
And there's so much more, and you want to tell everybody, and well, then people are going, yeah. And so you just have your own experience, and it's unique, but there is a lot of similarities between the experiences of people.
And then, so that was an exciting phase because, you know, you're coming out of the cave and this is in the sunshine and you can talk to people and that time I found my tribe, so and pretty much I was only mixing with people who were pretty much on their journey as well.
Yeah, I'm going down the road to realization on my own. I'm the one who determines the speed, the direction, but I'm on my own. And it's really nice every once in a while to see another car on the road. It's nice to have that camaraderie, that familiarity. And every once in a while, I pull over at the wayside, at the coffee shop, and it's nice to just chat with the others. And I know they're going to be on their way soon. I don't take hitchhikers. This ain't a bus. We're not all doing this together. But it's nice to have that kind of for the friendship along the way.
So you're swapping notes and you're talking to each other and you're judging them because they obviously aren't where you are.
But it's all fine. Or they're telling you something and you think, oh, crap, I didn't have that realization. And I'm like, okay, maybe I should start working on that. Or, you know, I'm listening to this channel. I'm not listening to that channel. So it was a fun time of sharing and you know, still comparing myself, but just sort of opening up that little bit more.
Wow. So October 15th, 2021.
2 weeks from today, yeah. Please be there. Bring your energy with you. And we're going to do an incredible Chambra launch for Rood Awakening. The story, the movie, so similar to what we've all been through, the ups and downs, twists and turns, but finally the realization. So that's what's happening 2 weeks from now, the realization of Rood Awakening.
Wonderful.
Okay, let's go through a little bit, Linda. What events do we have coming up here on the island?
We do. We have several events. So the first event coming up, October 24th through the 30th, that's our time traveling, and we have spaces available. And, you know, we want to realize that, you know, events have been a little slow because people have had trouble traveling, but the travel restrictions are being completely lifted,
yeah.
And now the only trick is to get the airlines back on track. But
right.
Other than that, it's a beautiful time, and the events are wonderful, and they're waiting for you. And then next is Staying in Grace. That's November 9th through the 13th.
Right.
And that's
sold out. Yeah.
Oof.
Okay. Yeah, it's first time for Staying in Grace. Then we go November 21 through the 25th, I believe, over Thanksgiving.
Right.
We have Masters in Communication. We've done that before. I loved it.
It's wonderful.
We do have spaces open on that one.
Very, very personal events. And, you know, we limit the number to less than 35 attendees plus staff. So it's a very intimate time with Adamus and Chambra.
Then we're back in Colorado, oof, early December. We're going to be doing Sexual Energy School online. This is such a venerable event. This is such a core class for Crimson Circle.
It's the only class that's required to attend a live event in person. And so you can imagine how much that means if after all these years, that is the single course that has any requirement.
Yep. It provides insights into how to personally manage your energy. And that's kind of the summary of it. It's a must-do. We've got a short clip on it we're going to take a look at right now. If you're wondering if it's time for you to take it, listen to what this attendee had to say.
An investment in yourself.
I waited more than 4 years before I felt the urge to take Crimson Circle's Sexual Energy School. I'd heard countless comments about it, and I believe that I already knew what it was about. Now I know. The experience of this class was a big bang for me, unfolding in slow motion. It's not only a workshop, it's really a step-by-step initiation, meaning a transformation in which the initiate is reborn into a new role. I had already buried the hope that I would ever understand what is wrong with my sex life, but SES gives a key, how to touch without neediness. It helped me realize that touching as a means to fulfill a need is a symptom of the sexual energy virus. In SES, I learned about touch without agenda, where the only motivation is being inspired by the beauty of who I really am and my wonderful physical body creation. I learned what self-love means in a practical way. SES brings self-love to a physical level because we are humans after all. Through this class, life must change if I follow Tobias' suggestion of regular time with myself. The energy flow in the body changes, and abused or ignored parts of the body come alive again. I'd like to lift the secret of this class a bit for others who are hesitating. It provides very practical and sensible coaching into a new life of self-love. It is so beautiful, this new art of caring for myself. Why did I wait so long?
Well, hope that if you're interested, you go ahead and sign up. You've got time.
We do it twice a year online, just to make it available fairly often. But if you haven't done it, it's a good time to do it now.
It's translated into like 14 languages.
Or more, yeah.
Or more.
Then in December, of course, we're going to have the annual Crimson Circle Christmas celebration, December 17th at the studio at the Masters Club, right following the Shoud. So we have food, drinks, fun. We haven't been able to do it for a number of years because of COVID, but now we don't give a damn.
We're back.
We're back. We're doing it. Then, what will be in 2023?
You know, I'm a little nervous about that one because there's a lot of craziness in the world, so it'll be really interesting to see what Adamus's take
is. It's time for Pronos 2023, and it's gotten to be such an annual tradition. You know, what a way to kick off the new year with Pronos 2023. And I'll tell you one thing, this isn't the Sedona Journal annual predictions issue.
No, it's not.
Nothing like it. It is pronost. It speaks for itself. Adamus talks about planetary trends from a higher perspective. Right. So it's not just a bunch of predictions of who's going to get divorced and, those type of things that you normally see that time of the year. Adamus takes it to a whole new level. Deep into the energies
of what's going on, which I find
helpful. He started talking about technology and AI and robotics years ago, and now you read about it all the time. So he was spot on. Thank you, Adamus. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Adamus.
But anyway, it'll be live from the Crimson Circle Connection Center, online live on Saturday, January 14th. It's one of those no-brainers. I mean, if you want to know what's up ahead and what to prepare for, check it out, Pronos 2023. Following that.
Oh, Aspectology. Again, a wonderful course. Highly recommended. It's online, as you can see, January 27th through the 29th. You know, we all have parts and pieces to ourselves, some recognize, some not. And Aspectology really helps you bring together who you are, what you are, and how to optimize it.
It talks about how we create aspects as creators, as human creators. We create these aspects, how they serve us, but how they can turn on us, which happens so often, and what you can do to bring those aspects back. It's really new energy psychology, right? It's really new energy psychology.
It is.
It features the original sessions from Tobias and then updated sessions with Adamus. Linda and I are going to be hosting it live. You have 90 days streaming online to watch the files. And I think it's translated in like 17 different languages.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So mark your calendars for January 27th through the 29th. And remember, graduates, if you've already taken it, if you take it again, you get it for half price.
And that's true for SES also.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So let's take a quick look at our schedule for winter, spring, 2023. I can't even believe we're talking about 2023.
I know, I can't either. So we've got Time Traveling with Adamus. That's February 19th through the 23rd. We've got Masters in Communication, March 19th through the 23rd, spaces available. And then there are still a few spaces up for the new Master's Circle, which is going to be a new, very special event. Do you want to say anything about that?
I can't, because I don't know what it's going to be. Adamus came up with a name. He said it's going to be a gathering of masters. It'll all depend on who's here. That'll determine what he talks about, what we talk about. The one thing I do know about it is it's got a real nice logo. And then we're doing Staying in Grace, April 23rd through the 27th. All of them right here in Kona, of course.
Correct. And last but not least, we have the new Merlin, the Master Circle. That is May 14th through the 18th, and there are spaces available here in Kona.
So check it out in the Schomburg Magazine. All the details are listed there.
Right.
So, okay, time for Schomburg News. This is where we talk about everything we haven't talked about so far. So, as always, I highly encourage you to take a look at the Schomburg Magazine. I think we're up to 50 or 60 pages a month now. Great articles from contributors all around the world. All the information about schedules, workshops, products, everything you want to know. But personally, I love the articles. So Schomburg Magazine, love it or leaf it.
It's your one-stop shop for anything you want to know. Yes, I love it. Leave it alone.
Okay, I love it or leave it. Okay. all right. So do check it out. And really, the only other news we have this month is the Spotlight product is Standard Technology. The Standard Technology is very special, as they all are, but this is Tobias and Adamus before Adamus took over for Tobias. Would he pop in once in a while, offering special instructions about applying how to heal the body, mind, and emotions with what they call Standard Technology. In other words, things we already have built into us. I think it's the original course in allowing.
Good point.
We started the recordings in Tel Aviv, Israel, 2007, followed up by some more sessions in Del Mar, California, a couple months later. There's 9 audio sessions, and as a Spotlight product for this month, you get 15% off in October. So you can download the audio and text, and there's 11 translations. So we're going to take a quick listen to Standard Technology, and again, it's just audio, but the information is amazing. The way energy works is very simple. It mimics, or in a sense copies, itself, and then it expands and then recreates. That is how energy works. And that is one of the core principles of Standard Technology. Copy, reproduce, and expand. It will try to adapt itself to its environment. So the energy comes in and starts to look like other energy in your life. So what we are saying here is that all energy communicates with all other energy. So that is our core background information that will allow us to launch into some of the specific applications of Standard Technology. We will go through an experience with you as a group and individually, so you may experience what it is like to actually rejuvenate yourself. Now you are going to have within your physical body things that you might call miracles. Things that the doctors and the scientists don't understand. Wonder what is going on inside of you. Standard Technology allows every cell in the communications network to identify with the highest potential chosen by the Creator, which is you. It is simple. It is easy. It is new energy, and it is very, very effective. You know, so many of these courses, things that we spotlight are from the past. You know, we have such a wonderful library of materials. And I love it because it's like, for me, it's brand new. Like, hearing it for the first time, I'm like, oh, that was really good. I don't remember doing that.
Well, you know, the other part that keeps happening is that when you go back and listen to something, you could only hear it with your consciousness of back then.
Right.
Now you've gone this much further, and now you go back and listen to it, and it's like you hear more.
I know. I mean, that's phenomenal, and people remark about that all the time. You go back to an old shout or something like Standard Technology, 2007. I mean, that was two lifetimes ago, and you listen to it with a different consciousness.
Yeah.
And what I love about it, too, is normally I don't go back to stuff.
Right.
We're always going forward.
Right.
I rarely get a chance to go back. I don't really listen to any of the things other than the recaps that Gene Tinder does. But then I listen to it, and I'm always amazed at how congruent or consistent it is. Whether it was something from 2002 or 2022, the information is just
it.
Consistent,
yeah.
Even between Tobias and Adamus. I mean, a little bit different way of stating things,
right.
But it's so condensed. What I just heard there, I never heard before,
right.
Was Tobias
energy.
Talking about energies and how they basically reproduce, copy,
right.
and reproduce themselves. And it's like, wow. I mean, I didn't know that was in there.
I know. It's so cool.
Yeah. So that's why we do Spotlight. We do it for me. So I can hear some of the old sessions.
Well,
that
you
we've
were kind
done.
Of resistant. It was actually Gene's idea to do the spotlights, and look how proven wonderful that was.
All right, Gene's right. All right, I owe you a cup of coffee or a bottle of wine. No, it was brilliant, and I've said it before in staff meetings. That was a brilliant idea, and because it there is so much in the library. You know,
amazing
we've
content.
We've done an extensive project with archiving and. Cataloging, indexing everything we have. We didn't know we had so much. It was part of Adamus's directive,
right.
Get your shit together, get your house in order. and we have, and then we realized, oh my gosh, we have all this stuff, and it's good. So anyway, that standard technology, you can get it at the Crimson Circle store, 15% off. What a deal, what a deal. Anyway, as we get ready for the break, we want to thank everybody for being here. We want to thank especially the translators, the web hosts, the volunteers, the Crimson Circle staff, everybody.
The angels.
The angels. Everybody who makes this possible. We want to thank all of you. It's been a hell of a ride over these years. And what's really cool now is we kind of get to see kind of a theatrical and also realistic presentation in Rood Awakening. It's almost like culminating these 20-some years worth of work in a quick pause before we go on to the next level. So thank you for being here. We're going to take a
thank
break
you,
right
everyone.
Now. Get your coffee, your wine, whatever it happens to be. Pet your dog, pet yourself. We'll be back in 30 minutes
and
for more.
Special thanks to our crew here on Hawaii.
Yeah, we're going to get some shots here of the crew, of the equipment and everything, and put them on Facebook. So thank you. We'll be back in 30 minutes with Adamus.
Thank you.